Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So how's this for a fact? More people in China speak English than here in the United States. It's becoming the way the world talks about science and business and goods and services. My next guest, Leslie Dunton Downer, is going to join us every day at this time during the membership drive for just a few minutes to talk about the global reach and global roots of English. She's the author of The English is Coming, How One Language is Sweeping the World. And as part of this, we have a project for all of you, which we'll tell you about again. Leslie, welcome to WNYC.
Hi, Brian.
And you use the phrase global English to describe the language that is sweeping the world, as you put it. And that's not necessarily what you and I are speaking right now, this global English?
Well, I think we're part of the global English conversation, but the language, which began 1,500 years ago as a Germanic language, has, by a series of historic accidents, roughly every 500 years, shifted gears and become something like a slightly different language. And it looks like we're in one of those extraordinary phases of the evolution of the language right now. Due to a series of accidents, the language is now being spoken around the world in ways that no other language in the history of the world ever has.
So, for example?
Well, consider that, for one interesting thing to think about, statistically, it's really interesting that right now, in a given day around the world, if you think about all the conversations that would be happening in English, it looks like over 90% of those conversations involve at least one person who's not a native speaker of the language. So people are using the language for conversations that have to do with anything that takes on a kind of global significance, whether that has to do with finance and the economy or with entertainment or news or with the environment, planetary issues about energy, security, even culture and socializing is now going on among non-native speakers in English.
And this works both ways. And let me introduce the project again, and we're going to do this all week long. We want to get our listener suggestions for words that you know from other languages that ought to become part of English. Over 170 languages are spoken in Queens alone. So we know some of those words are going to filter into everyday English. And there are a lot of potential ideas out there, I'm sure, among our listeners in our diverse land in the New York area. So you will see a link on our website to where to post your ideas. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, and you'll see your nominations, please, for these words. Eight people have posted words so far. Nominate a word from another language that Americans should adopt as part of global English. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. So Leslie, you write that one of the big characteristics of English is that it does pick up words from other languages like this. And you start the book with the word hello. How did hello become a global greeting for phone conversations?
Well, that's a really interesting case. I would just say first that one interesting fact is that you have over 300 different languages that have already contributed words to English, so it does like to absorb words, and we're sure to see many, many more absorbed into the language. But hello happens to be a native word. It has roots that go back to the earliest phase of English, and initially it was used in America as a kind of slang word. It's a variation of British English expressions that were also slang words like hello and hallo. But hello was kind of had the status that yo has today. It was really not a proper English word. What happened was a telephone was being invented in the 1870s. Alexander Graham Bell was working on the telephone technology, and we had this incredibly weird situation. What do you say to somebody who you can't see? You know, you're talking to somebody, there's a live conversation going on, but how do you open that conversation? So the big question was, what do you say? And Alexander Graham Bell wanted to say ahoy. In fact, he liked to say it twice, ahoy, ahoy. he thought that would be a great way to start a conversation. It sort of rhymed with the idea of greeting a ship in you know, conditions where you're not really sure who you're talking to. But it was actually his rival, Thomas Edison, who proposed the word hello.
That's great. And we have 30 seconds, and we'll continue this tomorrow, but what about goodbye or just bye?
Well, goodbye and bye are actually just shortenings of a longer phrase that we used to have in English, God be with you. So bye is just a short version of God be with you.
So God be, it's almost the initials.
Yeah, it's almost.
It's a garbling. It's the drunk version.
It's a shortened version. Americans like that a lot. We like short things, like okay is a good example.
Hello. Goodbye. The English is coming. How one language is sweeping the world. Leslie Dunton Downer will join us every day during the drive to talk about more of these words. Thanks a lot.
Bye.
And coming up right after the news, the Leonard Lopate Show. Leonard has David Sedaris today. His latest book of short stories is called Squirrel Seeks Chipmunk. David Sedaris and more with Leonard Lopate right after the news here on WNYC, FM and AM New York, and WNYC.org.